Food, glorious food. When we think about the base chakra, we often seek food to comfort this chakra too. All the chakras have their specific appetites and will lend towards different foods when they're overactive or in their underactive forms. It's fun to observe already what you have been gravitating towards in the base chakra. What foods have you been craving? We have been guided to pick foods that reflect the color of the base chakra so far, and also ones that help reflect some of the things that come up for us in the base too. These can often include rich stews or slow cooked meals, root vegetables, protein rich nuts and nut butters, and red fruits such as raspberries, strawberries, etc. When you think of the effects that food has on your body, it's likely you immediately think of the physical impacts. However, I know you're also aware that your food choices don't just affect your physical self. They have a profound impact on your mental, emotional, and spiritual self as well. In fact, your mind, body, and spirit are all affected every single day by the food intake and in ways that you may not even have realized or seen. That's why intentionally choosing food that works with your internal energy is so important, because the effects extend beyond your physical self and the digestive system and have an impact on your entire well-being. The interesting thing about food, though, is that when we crave particular foods based on what's happening in the body, we often will crave something that is imbalanced in some way, and we're seeking a way to balance it. So we'll often crave sugar and carbs when our insulin levels are imbalanced, salty foods when our adrenals are out of balance, spicy foods when we have inflammation, wheat and dairy when we might have an allergy going on in the body. These are just a few examples of what I've observed in food cravings over the years. It's like a natural and organic way that the body's trying to regulate itself again. We also know that deficiencies in particular minerals can create different physical, emotional, and mental sensations. So we know that magnesium is a hot topic in the supplement world, and I have very, very direct viewpoints on this. But often a deficiency can mean sleeping difficulties, because calcium is what gets us to sleep and magnesium is what keeps us asleep. Muscle spasms, pain, anxiety, depression. It can often be about infertility or PMS stuff, headaches and fatigue. And magnesium to me is one of the most interesting supplements, because it's way overprescribed, and it often is about the fact that there is magnesium getting into the body but not being absorbed. So always check in, either do some muscle testing, kinesiology, or hair tissue mineral analysis before diving into a supplement, unless your intuition is completely on point and you know exactly what you need, because I have full faith in your intuition too. So we also know that food can imprint in the psyche as a memory or feeling. Think about foods that you had as a child that may not be consciously drawn to your current diet, but given the right emotional trigger, you can desire and think of. So for me, that's peppermint. And I craved peppermint like no man's business when I was pregnant with Isla as well, which is weird. But when I was a teenager and trying to escape my world through marijuana, when I got the munchies, peppermint was my bee's knees. Peppermint patties, peppermint ice cream, you name it, anything peppermint was like my jam. And I don't necessarily gravitate towards those types of foods now, but I do definitely feel like peppermint tea is something that I really enjoy, maybe at least every other day. And I know what I know about peppermint in my life, which creates this sense of harmony and peace within my digestive system. It's like a little trigger button for me to drop into a rest and digest state, which is exactly what I was seeking, to come out of my adrenals and into that rest and digest state when I was in my little stoner days. I often say that every human is alike in many ways, and one of those similarities is food. We all have what I like to call an eating disorder of some kind in how we eat, what we eat, and the intention of food. We are all still on the learning pathway around this, as we have had many generations where food has been compromised. We don't know where it comes from. We're trying to improve food through chemicals or infusions into food, and also just to make food more convenient for us. And food has essentially been tampered with as long as there's been a trade in food. So whilst we're on this note, it's important to mention here that it's vital for you to understand and make choices around where you're getting your food and what you're getting your food and what is in your food. Read labels. Resource where, if you are getting meat, where it comes from. Do you feel comfortable where it comes from? It's about us making a conscious decision around this and not just buying things from a place of convenience, as we're so taught in our society to do, but learning and teaching the future generation to be resourceful in their food. And to learn not only where it comes from, but how it got there in the first place. And I really love walking around supermarkets and reminding myself of this. You know, when I'm picking something up, do I actually know the origin of the farm where it came from, or how the animal endured its life? These things for me have become increasingly passionate and a priority in my life, and it's okay if you're not there yet, but make a start to observe more and more around you. Over the course of this immersion, let's take a deep dive into our relationship with food and the connection that we have around this. As we journey through each chakra, aim to eat foods relative to this chakra. And you'll equally notice that you'll crave or be drawn to a particular food in each chakra. And this is what I want. I want to raise this in you. I don't want you to be always mindfully only choosing the chakra foods, but almost letting yourself guide you in, well, what are you actually wanting? And what do these foods represent to you? If you want to connect with a particular chakra, incorporate foods into your snacks and meals that correspond with that chakra. Be intentional with this practice as well. For instance, if you're connecting with your root chakra and decide to add sweet potatoes to one of the meals, then set the intention to connect to your root chakra before you add it to the dish, or as you're cutting it up or starting to eat it. As you eat, remain mindful of the energy in and around your root chakra. And you might also internally recite some root chakra affirmations as you're eating it, such as, I am safe. I am rooted in this present moment. I am strong, steady, and grounded. All my needs are met. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. So let's also share some of our favorite recipes throughout the immersion. I'm going to start by sharing here one of my favorite root chakra recipes.